This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want here on the radio, but for those of you just tuning in, we are talking about the Canadian plans, and there are different plans within Canada.
Lots of plans.
For cannabis legalization, the Senate apparently just, what, yesterday or today or something?
Tuesday, I think it said. Yeah,
very recently passed the cannabis legalization legislation that will presumably be assented to by the royal government in the UK via their governor in Canada. And then it'll be going into place presumably by September, October, in that range, where after that, the different provinces in Canada
yes.
will have their own distribution rules set up. So they are able to have some level of control over how cannabis is distributed.
Right.
And there will be a bit of a variation, some quite significant, in how that's going to happen. We'll touch on that coming up here. But, Daryl, you have a little bit more to share from which source were you?
BBC.
Using? The BBC.
And again, they mentioned that possession of more than 30 grams in public will be illegal. It will also be illegal to grow more than 4 plants per household or to purchase from an unlicensed dealer. And the penalties will be somewhat severe.
Mm.
Someone caught selling cannabis to a minor, that being someone under the age of 18 or 19, depending on the province,
right.
Could be imprisoned for up to 14 years.
Wow.
Some critics said penalties are too harsh.
Yeah, somebody under 19 or 18, depending.
Some critics said the penalties are too harsh and not proportioned to similar laws like those around selling alcohol to similarly aged individuals.
Or killing someone. 14 years, wow.
That was it?
There's more okay. where they talk about what the laws are around the world. Interestingly, though, cannabis is not legal in the UK. Apparently, the UK government recently said that they would begin the review of medicinal cannabis.
But they have banned knives.
That's right.
They've banned almost everything in the UK.
You can have a knife with a permit if you're like a chef or something like that.
Otherwise, you need the safety scissors style knife to wear.
You can't cut butter?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, you could probably cut butter if you put it in the microwave first, but you definitely could not cut a steak.
Story from, the CBC, which is, of course, the Canadian Broadcast Company, being a essentially propaganda arm for the government. But interestingly, they are releasing an interesting piece about Quebec. Headline, when it comes to cannabis, Quebec is as conservative as they come. Because I wanted to find out. We were reading about Ontario. I just did a quick search for cannabis legalization and in Canada, and the Ontario rules came up first, where
right.
they're going to have the government running the official stores. There will be no private distribution. There may be some private growers. So at the wholesale level, there may be some private people, but ultimately
right.
they'll only be serving one distribution point, even though it may have multiple stores across the province.
Right.
And
well, one more thing
yeah.
before you jump into your article, Conan, you had asked about why set the limit where they did, because, you know, like the human brain isn't fully developed until, you know, like some point after 18. And they mention here that one specific concern was raised about setting the age at 25, which is when a lot of people say that's when the human brain is finally finished developing. But the government's own task force recommended 18, warning that setting the age limit too high could still, quote, continue to encourage youth to buy marijuana on the black market.
It yep. sure would.
Taboo. Kids like to do, they like to rebel against everyone, authority
right.
figures, their parents, the school, whatever.
Yep.
And
young people
this is the best way to do that.
Right. Young people have been buying cannabis forever. without permission from the government, and so that's
right.
You're just going to criminalize more people
and get them killed smoking, you know, bad herb or oregano.
It's pretty rare that somebody. I mean, I don't think anybody's ever died from smoking bad herb, but certainly smoking moldy pot could have some undesirable consequences.
Smoking mold will have undesirable consequences. Right. Smoking out of a Pepsi bottle will have undesirable consequences.
It could be pretty gross. And mold could, in theory, kill you if it's the right kind of mold. So don't smoke moldy weed, kids. And, of course, if it were legal for anybody to purchase, the weed would never be moldy because mold is a byproduct, generally, of the black market distribution of cannabis and the fact that, for instance, an unscrupulous black market dealer may take some cannabis. Let's say they've got, 10 pounds of cannabis. They're a mid-level dealer or whatever, and they spray it down with water.
All right.
Wait, what? Oh, to make it heavier?
To make it heavier, because it's sold by weight. And so they can, they won't spray it soaking it, although I have seen that one time where I could press the buds and it literally was, like, soaking. So if it's soaked down with water or if it even has a little bit of water on it, it's going to be heavier and it's more likely to mold, especially if you keep it inside a closed bag.
Right.
So then, you pay all this ridiculous money and
you need to get on Yelp and label that seller as a bad seller.
Yeah. You can't do that in the black market.
Yelp for drug users.
CBC.ca reporting here. When Quebec passed its cannabis legalization or legislation into law this week, and this was written last week, Public Health Minister Lucie Charlevoix stressed, not for the first time, that legalizing the drug was Ottawa's idea. Quote, "It's important that Quebecers, or Quebecers, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, know that the federal government took the decision and we are making measures that we think are going to protect the health and safety of the population," she said. In other words, the province got it done, but not by choice. Indeed, Quebec will be among the most conservative jurisdictions in the country when it comes to the sale, distribution, and consumption of cannabis. Quebec's approach most clearly contrasts with Ottawa and most of the country on the question of home growing. The federal government wants to allow people to grow up to 4 plants at home, but the government in Canada is against the idea. The government in Quebec is against the idea. The province is one of only 3 jurisdictions in Canada that hope to ban home grow. Manitoba and Nunavut are the other 2, though Nunavut as well recently walked back that plan. Last week, the Senate introduced an amendment to the Cannabis Act that would let provinces decide whether to allow home growing, but the federal government rejected that change.
Maybe if the people of Quebec aren't happy with this legislation, they should, consider seceding, which they've been trying to do for a really long time.
Yep, and it turns out we'll give you the polling numbers in Quebec here in a moment. The conflict could lead to a complex legal battle between Quebec and Ottawa. The province has made it clear it has no intention of backing down. Charlebois said after her government's bill was passed, quote, "We're ready to fight. That's what people asked for," unquote. Quebecers are worried that if the province opens the door to homegrown cannabis, some people will grow too much for their own consumption and then be tempted to sell it. Charlebois said earlier this year, they also worry, she said, that teenagers might come across their parents' pot and sample it.
As if they don't also come across the parents' alcohol and maybe want to try what's this whiskey stuff taste like? What's this tequila stuff taste like?
And, of course, the suggestion here is that, it's as dangerous, if not more so. Cannabis is more dangerous than alcohol, which is, of course, ridiculous.
Right. They would probably say more dangerous, even though how many people has overdosing on marijuana killed?
Zero.
Oh, right. That's zero.
Her comments are reflected in the opinion polls, which suggest that Quebecers tend to be more wary of marijuana than, say, sharing a bottle of wine while having a picnic in the park, which is permitted in Montreal. Contrary to Quebec's reputation as the most libertine province in Canada, only 46% of Quebecers are in favor of legalization, compared to 58% in the rest of the country, according to a poll conducted last year for Radio Canada. So that's a significant difference there.
Yeah.
So, 12%.
I always thought Quebec was the most liberal area.
No, they're just the most French.
Quebec ranks near the middle of the pack.
That's exactly why I thought that.
When it comes to consuming marijuana, the province consumes 18 grams per capita compared with the countrywide average of 21 grams. And while the Couillard government's cannabis rules may be tough, they weren't tough enough to win over the opposition parties, who wanted even more restrictions. The Parti Québécois argued for... and aren't they the secessionists? the Parti Québécois?
I think so.
They argued for tighter controls on where cannabis can be smoked in public. Under the new law, it will follow many of the same rules as tobacco. While the Coalition Avenir Québec wanted the age limit raised from 18 to 21. So only Québec Solidaire, which holds three seats, voted with the Liberals. Next up, we'll tell you a little bit more about the plans in Québec and compare and contrast to some of the other provinces here in the CBC report. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. And if we get the chance, we'll also talk about Uruguay's cannabis legalization, which has been in place for a few years.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype usernames, lrn.fm. You can call us there. You can also call us on the Discord on-air call-in line room. Jump into our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, as well as government overspending and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We're sharing with you details, the ugly details of cannabis legalization in Canada. And like with the U.S. states, there's a variety in how, you know, these things are set up. In Canada, it looks like the federal government is moving towards legalization, approval of legalization. The Senate just passed it just a day or two ago, and now it's going on for governmental or the U.K.'s government's assent, which will come from the governor of the U.K.
Governor General.
And all the spending that was used enforcing the past drug laws, you know, all the law enforcement agents going out there rounding people up. They're not losing their jobs. They're just changing their job description, and they're going after the guys selling, making, or growing five weed plants in the backyard,
or someone consuming in public,
or selling without a permit,
without a license.
Yeah.
So the only difference is, of course, that the government's going to be making a lot more revenue, but they're not actually spending less money on the drug war.
The war will continue.
Yeah,
the war will continue
until morale improves.
And the same thing's true in the United States. Yep. I mean, it's still illegal to sell cannabis if you don't have a government permission slip in every state that has legalized cannabis. So I hope, and I'm, you know, it's a weak hope. It's probably never going to happen, but at least not in any time soon. I'd love to see New Hampshire break that trend. I'd love to see New Hampshire just end prohibition on cannabis. But convincing politicians to not create a regulatory structure is like an impossible task. They want the tax revenue.
I was actually talking with a state rep a good while back about, well, could you just, you know, like introduce a bill to strike the word marijuana or cannabis
from New Hampshire statute. Someone did that for hemp.
It doesn't strike the word hemp from the statute. It says hemp is not a controlled substance.
Okay.
But then it was amended to create a study committee to look at whether or not we should maybe at some point make hemp not a controlled substance.
But it'll be sad if the federal government beats them to that, because that's part of the upcoming, what's it called, States Act?
The federal government? It's probably not going anywhere.
There's
a bunch of legislation that gets filed. The vast majority never goes anywhere.
All right.
But I had asked about, you know, just like strike the word marijuana from statute. And he said that would actually be worse because another statute refers to possession of any Schedule I substance.
Mm-hmm.
And because marijuana is on the federal Schedule I, it would then just default to whatever the other penalties.
So they'd have to disconnect from the federal schedule somehow.
Either that or pass something that says marijuana is not considered a Schedule I substance in accordance with New Hampshire statutes, and then also strike all reference.
So we're talking about Quebec and how conservative their proposed changes here, their proposed regulatory structure is.
But then just the thought of if you'd strike reference, the medical patients would probably get upset because then it would totally do away with the alternative treatment centers that exist.
Get rid of that crap. Make it so anybody can grow or sell cannabis anywhere, anytime in the state of New Hampshire.
I'm just saying the medical lobby would come out and say, we can't do this because we need to have these facilities, without realizing that, no, then you'd be able to go down to the corner store and buy it.
Yep, but the medical industry doesn't want that. The nurses and doctors might want it, but they're probably afraid that they won't be able to fill a prescription or write one out if they don't have these legal entities.
Well, I've heard that a lot of doctors are scared to even write therapeutic cannabis prescriptions for some weird reason.
Giving it to someone who doesn't really need it, probably. And it'll come back on them.
It's impossible to prove that because, I mean, anybody can claim to have chronic pain or whatever. There's certain things that you can kind of qualify with in a lot of these states where the doctor should feel okay about, you know, their safety. And there's not like you're hearing stories about doctors getting arrested wholesale in Colorado, right? I mean, has anybody heard a story like that?
Well, in Colorado, you don't need the doctor's note anymore.
Well, okay.
Because you can go get retail.
And eventually we're not going to...
Medical marijuana dispensaries getting rounded up, but not the actual doctors writing the prescriptions.
So if you thought, Daryl, that the what they call the ATCs, these alternative treatment centers in New Hampshire, where there are only four for the entire state.
They're about to double that.
Did that pass?
That did pass, and I believe it was signed by the governor.
Okay, well, that's good news, and hopefully that'll mean we'll get one here in our little city of Keene, because there is not one in this immediate area. But if you thought it was bad to only have four stores in all of New Hampshire, wait till you hear about Quebec's plan. The story here from CBC continues. Quebec is also tightly controlling the sale of cannabis and trails well behind other provinces when it comes to production of the drug. Marijuana will only be available for purchase at carefully curated stores and on a website run by the Société Québécoise du Cannabis, the new government entity overseen by Quebec's Liquor Board. So far, Quebec has announced a plan for a mere four stores across the entire province.
And Quebec has a lot more territory.
Yeah, than New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Though it does say it plans to have 20 open by December. Other provinces, including British Columbia, Alberta, and Saskatchewan, are experimenting with private enterprise. So if you're over in Vancouver, you will have the opportunity to purchase from private stores, unlike Ottawa and Quebec, where it will be a government-run monopoly that is selling cannabis. So, again, as I point out here, the private stores will probably be more flexible in responding to spikes in consumer demand. Quebec's Union of Agricultural Producers has, in the meantime, encouraged farmers to think about the enormous economic potential of growing marijuana. They estimate that cannabis production could generate between $500 million and $700 million annually, but Health Canada has awarded only 8 licenses for the production of medicinal marijuana in Quebec, compared with 59 of them issued in Ontario.
All right, so just comparing sizes here. Yeah. New Hampshire is...
1.3 million population.
Yeah. No.
Oh, the actual
9,349 square miles.
9,000.
Quebec is 595,391 square
and
miles.
And what's their population? Probably the same as New Hampshire.
No,
their population is... about 8.5 million.
Okay, it's not that. It's bigger, but it's not a heavily populated.
No. Well, most of Canada.
I wasn't talking
heavily
populated. I was talking landmass.
The biggest province has 14 million.
But
people.
Their landmass compared to their population, they are much more spread out. Those people are much more spread out than we are here in New Hampshire.
Per square mile, yeah.
And we're pretty spread out.
Well, a lot of those people live in the very southern portion.
Right.
The north is very, very sparse.
Right. That's true of all of Canada.
Right.
Quebec says they're not looking to make money from cannabis, despite potentially lucrative returns. Overall estimates of the Canadian market for pot vary widely, but range between 10 and 26 billion, according to different estimates, in annual sales. Even if they're low-end, estimates suggest a major opportunity. However, the Parliamentary Budget Officer recently pegged the annual national demand for recreational pot at 650 to 690 tons, as though some government bureaucrat has any idea of what a legal marketplace in Canada would look like if it were actually unregulated, which, as we found out in Uruguay, the regulations have been preventing production. We're coming up.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump orders an end to his administration's separation of children from their parents at the border. Like many Americans, the president now says he did not like the sight or feeling of kids being taken from their families after crossing the border illegally, and he signed an executive order stopping the practice.
We're keeping families together.
Finally bowing to pressure after days of falsely insisting only Congress could end the separations. Public outcry had been escalating, with Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand saying the government was literally sending babies into detention camps.
It's immoral.
The president insists his zero-tolerance policy of prosecuting all adults caught illegally crossing the border remains, and the order aims to keep families together while they're in custody. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss, although we're talking about cannabis legalization in Canada and the sort of the variety of rules on the province level as how this is going to go. Quebec, actually, according to the CBC, ranking in as the most conservative, not allowing any home grow, whereas in other provinces you can grow up to 4 plants in your home, which, if you know what you're doing, should net you a fair amount of constant weed, basically. Like if you have, you know, start one seedling every week or whatever, that way you've constantly got, you know, a flowering plant. Or
if you're growing them indoors. If you're growing outside, maybe not so many.
Well, yeah, because it gets cold. You're crazy if you don't grow them indoors in Canada because, you know, you're really limiting your abilities to harvest. And indoor growing is so affordable. I mean, it's so cheap these days to do that. It'd be crazy not to do that. But anyway, so that's what we're talking about. Of course, you can call in about what you want. Blink Home Security. If you're trying to protect your crop of marijuana, then you probably want to have a Blink Home Security system keeping an eye on things to make sure that no nasty burglars are coming in there, or at the very least, if they are, you might be able to identify them. So go to BlinkProtect.com/FTL. You can get your Blink Protect home security system for 15% off, which is already a good discount on top of the already very affordable system over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. They are a wireless camera security system, which means that the install could not be any easier. I know, because I've gone through the process. Unbox it, put the batteries in that are included, and put the cameras up wherever you want them. What's that? You put it in a bad spot? No worries. You didn't have to run any wires, so just move the camera to a better position. It's super easy and convenient. You set it all up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a tablet or a smartphone. Whether it's for your home or a small office, I think you'll find Blink Home Security is actually pretty darn good for the price. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get that 15%.
What kind of batteries and how long do they last?
Double A's. And when did Blink start, Daryl? Like September or something, maybe August. I feel like it's been we're coming up on a year on Blink, if not a little bit longer.
They've been a company for much more than a year.
Yeah, but I meant since they've been advertising with us.
I don't really know.
At least,
and then there was
months.
A gap in time.
There
and...
was a time when they dropped out. I don't know. I have not replaced the batteries yet. I'll tell you that.
Ah, yeah. That's good to know.
Anyway, blinkprotect.com/FTL. That was my first question, too, was how long are these things going to last?
And do you get a warning when they start to die out? I mean, wouldn't that be something that they...
I will let you know.
They're dead for a day, yeah. And they don't. There's no predictor letting you know.
I bet they do. I bet they're that smart. They must have thought of that.
Got to be.
I'll let you know though when that does happen or if it doesn't. So let's continue here. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. A little bit more here from the story of the CBC about Quebec province not being too friendly to cannabis legalization. Basically, they're doing it because they have to. They're coming up with rules for cannabis distribution that will allow only the province official monopoly retail stores to do this. They're not planning on having very many of those stores. And further, Finance Minister Carlos Letao told CBC's Daybreak earlier this year that he doesn't expect cannabis to, quote, ever be a huge source of revenue, unquote, for Quebec. The objective, he says, is to, quote, control and hopefully diminish consumption of this product.
Well, doesn't that actually happen whenever you legalize or decriminalize? It actually usage actually goes down?
Not necessarily. There have been some numbers that show that teenagers are less likely to start using cannabis.
There's a very short window where it bumps up a little of, ooh, I can go buy this thing. Yeah. I can get my hands on this easier. I want to try this thing.
And then once it's readily available, it's like, yeah, I don't really like this.
Yeah. I mean, certainly if you look at Colorado and Washington State, they've had tremendous revenues. And obviously there's the tourist aspect.
Yeah, because everyone's coming out, you know, from the four corners of the earth to come visit Colorado for whatever reason to get their green, to get their bud.
According to the story, regardless of how much the government earns on the sale of pot, it's promising $25 million a year will be set aside for health initiatives and research. Even the government's expectations for its own legislation are conservative. After adopting the bill, Charlebois pointed out it wasn't perfect, and that perhaps in the future Quebec would make it legal to grow one or two plants at home. But she said major concerns remain around health, and she stressed that pot is not a trivial substance. In other words, Quebec's legislation isn't likely to be relaxed anytime soon. And then there's other stories like over at SeekingAlpha.com where they have a chart comparing all the different provinces in Canada and how they're planning on distributing this. So there's only one province in Canada. That's the Saskatchewan province, with a population of 1.2 million people, where they're actually going to allow private distribution and private retail. So in other areas, it's sort of a mix. So in Ontario and Quebec, it's government retail. In British Columbia, it'll be a mix of private and government. In Alberta, Manitoba, and Saskatchewan, it'll be private retail. Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and PEI, all government, and then Newfoundland and Labrador at private. So it's going to be a patchwork across all of Canada as far as how this is done. The rules will be different, some allowing at age 18, some allowing at age 19, some allowing home grow, and others like Quebec not allowing home grow. So
what is, you're saying...
This is federally mandated so that...
It's federally mandated, so they all have to allow it.
So all the individual provinces won't have to worry about... The government coming down on them like we do here in New Hampshire.
Presumably not, yeah.
Right, and that States Act that you were talking about...
In the United States.
That it's legislation pending in the U.S. Congress, it would wind up saying that, you know, like, the federal government will respect state law, blah, da, 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 but also specify that a violation of state marijuana laws is a federal criminal thing.
Right.
So if, let's say, New Hampshire were to legalize and allow home grow of up to 6 mature plants, somebody has 7 mature plants,
possible
they could
charges.
Get a federal charge.
They could. If the feds became aware of that situation, which, again, would likely require, unless they were involved in the bust in the first place, would require
local
police.
Which they generally are, because that allows the local cops to wind up getting more money in the asset forfeiture, because it allows them to circumvent whatever state laws exist on asset forfeiture.
Now, I don't know if it's true that they generally are. They weren't involved in the Weed a Claws bust. They weren't involved in the bust next door here, where my tenants were raided for growing marijuana years ago before the Keene Activist Center. I mean, I know of certain busts that had nothing to do with the federal government that had absolutely marijuana grow operations.
What about the head shop here in Keene, that stuff?
That was federal.
Yeah.
That was federal, where the Keene police were only, like, holding the door open. Everything there was DEA.
And that was because of what, synthetic marijuana?
That was the claim, but they had stopped selling the synthetic cannabis.
Right, and it was on the same day that there were these raids in, what was it, like 25 different states?
Yeah, there were 200 raids across the United States simultaneously on various different head shops and bong manufacturers.
All coordinated by the feds with cooperation from locals.
From the locals.
During Obama.
And you know, our mayor never liked that story. He probably was sitting in his office having a jolly laugh.
And that storefront is still empty. The storefront is still empty several years later.
Right. The raid happened in 2014, the summer of 2014. The video, by the way, is insane and pretty entertaining. You ought to check it out over at freekeen.com. Just search for Fat Stuff with a P-H-A-T, Fat Stuff, and you'll probably find that video pretty quickly. And DEA. They had undercover agents and everything, and they stole like $100,000 worth of store inventory. They ultimately ended up pleading on that deal, and he had to serve any jail time, but basically forfeited every single piece of equipment, the truck that he had, the cash.
The house.
Did they get the house, too?
I think they got everything that family owned.
Yeah, they destroyed this family, and basically they were divorcing because of all the stress that was caused upon the couple. They were originally planning to reopen in Brattleboro, and from what I understand, that never actually occurred. So they vacated the storefront, I think, in 2015. So it's basically been available for three years.
Yeah, and tell me how this outfit isn't just like the mafia. It's disgusting.
They are.
Oh, see, the mafia has a code of ethics that they abide by.
Yeah.
The mafia doesn't target women and children.
Right. This was a woman and children. There was a couple, a married couple, and they had kids. And they were good folks, you know, that had employed people for years. That store wasn't new. They'd been around. They were down in a smaller town for a while, but they'd been around for almost like a decade prior to the raid. No, it's a sad one. Anyway, there's more coming up here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping?
Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract
extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. And we are back on Twitch, by the way, so welcome back to our Twitch audience, which is a video streaming service, mostly for video games.
What happened to Twitch?
We were up in a campground, so you can't stream crap on that campground. I mean,
especially while you're recording. Well, I guess you can upload things that you record.
To Twitch, you could.
Yes.
You could do that. However, video is incredibly bandwidth intensive, so even if you were to do that, Daryl, you'd probably be sitting in McDonald's for a couple hours.
And then it's only up for what? What is the time limit?
Two weeks.
2 weeks?
Well, actually, that's an interesting question. Twitch...
Unless you pay for extended...
No, Twitch.tv is a live streaming service primarily. And so when you stream live to the service, they will hold the live streams for about 2 weeks. Unless you're one of their, what they call Twitch... partners. So if you become popular enough, they'll give you this partner status where you get a bit of a larger cut from the revenues of the subscriptions, and you can hold your they'll hold your videos for like 60 days instead of 2 weeks. We're nowhere near becoming a Twitch partner, so like even though we've got a big national radio show, we can only push maybe 20 to 30 viewers on Twitch, and that's on a good night. Some nights it's like 10 to 20. And so you've got to hit 75 on average over a month-long time frame in order to be able to hit that partner status. So we're not even close to getting there. But if you upload a video to Twitch, so I've uploaded Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, and I've uploaded the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, those do not appear to expire. Nice. So you can actually go and you can actually schedule the uploaded videos to run again. So if I wanted to schedule a broadcast of Victimless Crime Spree for tonight, I could do that. I haven't really done that much since I first uploaded it, but it's there, and it seems to have not been erased at all. So that's kind of cool. Anyway, Twitch is a great live streaming service. It's a great way to watch us in the studio here, and you can do it in HD quality, which you cannot get from our YouTube stream. So we are still on YouTube, but it's in a lower resolution format. In Twitch, we are HD, and we're 60 frames a second now, so you get the maximum quality possible. I mean, it's not maximum. We could do 1080, but that's just...
You could do 4K.
On Twitch? I don't think so.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, it's, in theory, 4K is the highest.
In theory. And these cameras can handle that we now have in the studio here, but there's just no reason for it. There's really no reason to be above 720 because, you know, the more resolution you put in there, the more bandwidth it consumes, and so... Anyway, twitch.lrn.fm is where you can go to watch us there. Please follow the channel on Twitch. If you're a fan of what we do, if you like listening and watching to Free Talk Live, you can follow us there. And then if you've got the Twitch app on your phone and you've got notifications turned on for our channel, it'll ping you with a notification every time we go live, which is a pretty cool little reminder to remind you that we're still here doing our thing. And you can come watch or you can come listen because with the Twitch app, you can also use audio only. So if you prefer to actually, you know, get other things done or surf your phone while you're still listening to Free Talk Live, you can do that with Twitch, which is nice. Now, of course, you can also watch us or you can also listen to us via our live streams on various different platforms. And you can go to freetalklive.com to learn more about that. But again, to find our Twitch stream and if you subscribe via the Twitch Prime or just a normal subscription, we appreciate that. And that'll get you special access to our subscribers chat rooms, subscribers only on the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. So Twitch and Discord are two of our newest features here on Free Talk Live. We started them in January, and the response has been very good. So once again, that's twitch.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We go to Skype, where David is on the line in New Mexico. Hello, David.
Yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And speaking of that, the only thing you need 4K for is if you're doing porn.
Okay.
And so 1, 2, 3, Quebecer in English. And if you're speaking in French, then it's Québécois for male and Québécoise for female.
All right.
And,
thank you for the French lesson.
What about the people, the Quebec people?
That's them. If you're a male Quebecer, you're a Québécois. And if you're a female, you're Quebecois.
Conan's saying, what about the entirety of the people that are living in the province of Quebec?
I think it's the same, singular or plural. You can ask an expert, but I believe it's the same, singular or plural.
Well, you're the one giving the French lesson at the moment, so we're asking you.
Yeah, well, I'm not an expert. I just know as much as I do, so I just was going to share that.
All right, then.
And on the military, whatever civilians from Earth have in space, at this point, I guarantee you the military already has more. And then did you get an email that I sent you with an audio recording?
I have no idea. Because I'm way behind on emails, and I probably wouldn't listen to it anyway.
Sure. Well, if you did, this is an activism thing. There's some hope for people that are trying to. But like I told you before, the main local radio station here blocks my access to question my own U.S. representative on the air. They literally block me by name and phone number and don't allow me to question my own.
Yeah, you've called and complained about that before. What about it?
Yeah. So some small success if a person keeps forcing it. The guy who runs that station in question, and I won't name anybody, I don't know what your rules are, but the guy who runs that station is in control of blocking my access to my politicians, runs a very edgy radio show that actually pushes the limit and I believe goes over it. And I recorded him yesterday saying some things that were clearly over the limit, and I heard today that he got called on the carpet by his boss. And hopefully something significant will happen to him because he's the one that silences whistleblowers. So that's just a report of that occasionally a person has success fighting the people that are trying to shut people up.
Well, when you're dealing with the mainstream media, it's pretty hard to fight them because in the case of radio stations, they're licensed by the government, which means there's a restriction on the number of stations.
Is this a local? Is this a local radio station, or is this one of the big top names?
Well, it's the biggest radio station in the state of New Mexico. It's number one in the state of New Mexico.
It's a big, corporate company that owns that particular station.
It's nationwide without naming names unless you ask.
What's the program he's calling into?
Some local host, right? You're not calling a national show. You're calling,
because I know you're calling Limbaugh or Laura Ingraham or something. You're not getting in. They're going to screen the hell out of you.
You're right. Yeah. No, this is a local dude at this one station. And the station is part of his program is only broadcast locally on the one station.
Right.
It's not broadcast.
So it would be possible to get on this show. You've been on it before, but they decided to ban you because the fact is you do tend to be a one note pony. Not always, but you've changed it up on Free Talk Live because I've brought it up to you before, like, hey, man, you got to call that something else. And I understand your kids were stolen from you by the government, and that sucks. And that's certainly something you want to talk about, and it means a lot to you. We don't ban people from the air unless they continuously call about the same thing, which may be the reason why they banned you. I don't know.
That's not at all why they banned me, because I have all of the recordings, if anybody ever doubts me, going back 10 years. I've spoken on every different subject,
they don't like being called out. They don't like having somebody disagree with their precious political guests.
Have you ever thought of starting your own podcast?
I probably wouldn't be good at it, but the
practice makes perfect. There's only one way to find out.
What I did is I recorded him saying the objectionable things that he did yesterday, and I sent it to 100 different people on my email contacts list that were all in New Mexico government and also various people in the radio business around the nation. And apparently somebody had some connection because I contacted a dude who works at that station today, and he said that he thinks that what I did is the reason that this guy got called in on the carpet. So there's some success. And talking about different subjects, switching it up, thanks for the memories. I got like three different connections to Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher, over my lifetime. So,
congratulations. Thanks for the call. These days, the 6 degrees of separation has lowered to like 2 degrees, I think, because of the internet and more people kind of know more people.
I don't know if people really count internet connections.
Yeah, but do you really know those people?
Well, you don't have to know to be considered connected, right? Like you.
I've got friends on my feed that are from 10 years ago, who I haven't talked to, spoke to, seen in 8 years.
Yeah.
But they're still there, and I still see them. You know what their activity sometimes, but I don't
follow celebrities on Twitter. It doesn't mean you're connected to the celebrity.
No. You have to be connected because, like, you know that person. Like, if they saw you, they would know you.
Yeah, 8 years ago. I mean, that doesn't count.
You don't think so? You think it expires? You think somebody knowing you expires over time, even if they still know you? Like, my best friend from elementary school is no longer. I'm no longer connected to that person.
You guys still talk?
No, of course not. We're coming up tomorrow. You can join us online. In the meantime, over at Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.